for the weekend. Good morning. It's Trina Mara and Clelia Murphy is in. Good morning.
Good very morning. It's good Saturday. Very morning. It's the weekend.
We're just freaking out, the pair of us, because we've nothing done for Christmas.
Nothing. Nothing done. I had to, no, nothing. I have a tree up and that's about it.
Are you one of these people, though, that really you have to get like one selection box and you let on that you've nothing done?
No. Every year, I'm 44 now. And every year I say, every year I go, I'm going to be organised this year. I'm going to get everything done. I'm going to get shopping done in October. And it's just, I had a complete shot with myself there last week and went, just face the facts. You are the long finger girl.
Yeah.
And you're never going to change. Accept that fact and therein lies happiness.
Are you good at giving presents or do you give rubbishy ones because you're not organised?
I've made it really easy for myself this year. I'm going to give everybody vouchers to the Bord Gáis Energy Theatre.
Oh, look at her.
That's a plug. It sounds like a big plug, but it's actually, it was just a kind of a genius gift idea that occurred to me. I went, what am I, just get everybody a ticket.
Yeah, to come and support you.
To come and see us in the Bord Gáis doing The Sound of Music. No, I'm going to get them vouchers so they can go and see what they want. They don't have to go and see just my show. Do you know what I mean? That would be a bit narcissistic.
Oh, wouldn't it just? Well, everybody, I don't even need to introduce you because everybody knows Clelia Murphy.
Oh,
because
I don't know about that.
She was in Fair City.
Dancing
with the Stars. She's been kind of in a couple of things and a little bit well known, and I'm sure you can't even go to the supermarket, can you?
I can, absolutely. No, I can. People, Irish people are great. Like, Irish people don't give a, you know what. Like, I don't wear makeup. So, like, people have a notion that, like, I literally only wear makeup if I have to work. I wish I was a girly girl. I wish I was, like, my sister is, she's a proper grown up.
But look, your hair is all curled and you're in a dress.
Yeah, but I didn't do that. Let's call a spade a shovel. Like, if you saw me an hour and a half ago, you'd say, oh, this God love her, she's not well. Do you know what I mean? Now, a professional got their hands on me.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, like, this is, I'm hashtag real life.
I love the way it was really hard to get you into studio because you pretty much know everybody, don't you?
I've been around a long time. Like, I've been around a long time. I just got caught up with the lads outside, Jimmy Cape, who I worked with for years, doing a hands-on program.
Doing a voiceover work together. Is he any good?
He's the funniest, nicest human being. Because we'd be stuck in a really small studio for 3 hours, kind of going through the hands-on program. It took a while for us to record it. And we just laughed. We laughed for 3 hours to the point where it's like, lads, if you don't stop laughing, I'm gonna split you up. Actually, they did end up splitting us up because we were having too much crack.
Is it those situations, you do a lot of voiceover work. Mm. Is it like that Clem Fandango thing?
Clem. No, I'm really good at just getting into it and getting out.
Yes!
Yes!
No, say it more like, yes.
Yes. One of those.
I don't like the way you've done that. Do it again.
Yes.
Another time.
Yes. Yes.
This is real life, people, for voiceover artists. So come here, how did you come to be doing The Sound of Music in the Bord Gáis?
Do you know what? I think this is a job from the fairies. They said to me, would I be interested in playing the Baroness? And I didn't even, yes! Didn't have to think about it. I went straight into it because the Sound of Music for me is, it is the perfect musical, like, and I know all the words. Do you know what I mean? Like, I'm getting to work with, it's a Bill Kenwright production, so this is straight off the West End. So this is a dream come true for an actor. So I'm getting to work with a whole heap of new people. Andrew Lancel, Emily Fleming is Maria, Andrew's Georg. And these are, you know, West End stars. So the thing that what I'm most excited about is just kind of learning from, because I've never done anything like this before.
Yeah.
So I'm giddy.
Are you?
I'm as giddy as a goat herd.
And all our family are getting tickets for it.
Well, whether they like it or not, yeah, that's a Christmas done.
So can you sing then?
Well, you'll have to come and see and find out.
Does that mean no?
It means I would never consider myself a musical actress, a musical theatre actress. That's a very different discipline. But I've done musicals before.
So you can?
Yeah, well, I'll, you know.
Yeah, she's not bad
at all. I'll perform it.
So that is on between the 10th of January.
10th of January
for
3 weeks.
So you're not getting much of a break over Christmas.
Do you know what? I'm kind of happy with that. That day from Stevens's Day to
the cabin fever.
It's that week. I hate that week between Christmas. I just can't relax. Or I just end up eating crap. I'm putting on a stone.
Oh yeah, I know.
So I'm happy moving.
Okay, so is it
being left to my own
rehearsals
devices
and all that kind of thing around that time?
So rehearsals are starting on the 29th of December. So I'm heading off. So rehearsals, I've actually started. They're kind of breaking down the rehearsals because there's obviously we've got kids in it. So the kids are starting already, and because the Baroness is a particular point and she's there as a particular device, in order to get the lovebirds together. I'm not gonna, like, there's no spoilers. We all know what happens in the Sound
Music. Mind you, now I went to see Grease there recently, and it was completely different.
Well, don't forget. You see, okay, the Baroness does have a song. But it's not in the movie.
Yeah.
So don't forget, like, before the movies, there were the musicals.
Yeah, you
the
see, I didn't think about that before. Yeah. It's
so Grease was a very it was very different to the actual movie. It's all artistic interpretation, so.
There you go. She's very
there could be a few surprises for you now if you come to the Boycott.
Dancing with the Stars. Was that the best experience ever?
Do you know what? It really was. Like, it was terrifying. Like, it really was terrifying. I remember looking at Peter Stringer in a pink see-through vest and actually saying to him, what are we doing? I look like a Spanish señorita. You're in a see-through kind of sparkly, spandangled. Like, what are we out of our minds? Like, and then it was like, no, we're very lucky to be able to get to do this because we're learning something new. We're putting ourselves out there. And ultimately, it's to give people a day off. We're there to entertain. Like, what's the worst that can happen? You're going to fall or forget your... That's not the worst thing that can happen in life.
Was it absolutely knackering, though? Were you wrecked?
But you see, I'm kind of used to that kind of a schedule. Like, Fair City's schedule is insane as well. Acting schedules are kind of insane because we work in such intense bursts. So working 7 days a week is nothing to me. Uh-huh. Because what you do as an actor.
So how many years did you do Fair City?
22.
22 years? So half your life?
Pretty much, yeah. I kind of grew up on television when I think back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So... why did you leave? Because I absolutely loved your character. And I just loved Paul and Niamh, and you kind of have the War of the Roses thing going on there. Yeah, they're always conniving and backstabbing.
The Burton and Taylor. Yeah. Oh, is it Burton and Taylor?
They were such a great team in a way.
I know. Do you know what? And it was great fun and I was very lucky to have it. But it kind of got to a point where I was looking down and I played this character for so long. Luckily. But I would kind of say to myself, God, there's so many places I haven't worked. There's so many theatres I haven't been on the stage of. And there's so many challenges out there that I haven't had time to do because I'm either turning down the work to do it or I'm missing that opportunity. So I started thinking in about 2014, is this enough for me? If this is the rest of my life, I have one and only short life. Is this enough? Am I happy doing just this? And I came to the conclusion that no, it wasn't. I needed to do more. I needed to learn more. I felt that I'd learned everything I could. I was saying doing, and I found myself not being fresh. Does that make sense? And I felt that I had to challenge myself and get a bit fearful and feel the fear and do it anyway.
I get you, but such a strong character to leave behind as well. Like, she was a great one, wasn't she?
I was very lucky. The storyline writers always had great imagination for Niamh. Because I was genuinely, because don't forget, actors we've no say. And it's only when I look back that I can say I was there for 22 years. Because as an actor in there, you don't know when they're going to write you out or kill you off or...
So you've no security regardless if you're there 22 years.
No, absolutely not. And that's the nature of the business. So it's only when I look back that I kind of go, so it got to the point, do I want to take another contract? Or am I going to put myself out there and see what else I can do?
Was that scary as well then?
Terrifying.
Because you might not have been able to pay your bills and all that kind of jazz. Yeah.
Terrifying. But I had to do it.
Yeah.
I had to do it for my mental health. I had to do it for God, a load of reasons, but I had to take that risk and say, yeah, I need to put myself out there. I need to learn more because I'm not learning right now.
How did it go down then with the writers and all the crew that you worked with for so long? Were they absolutely devastated?
I can't speak for them. I asked them for some time off and they graciously gave it to me. It's as simple as that, you know?
Okay. So you're not totally gone?
Well, I don't know where she is now. I think she's in, because of the way I've been working over the last year and a half or 2 years, I haven't kind of been watching it. I still get messages every day from the Fair City fans, who are the best fans in Ireland, to say, are you coming back? Will you please come back?
And
it's just like it would warm the cockles of a cold heart. Like, do you know what I mean?
It was lovely, but she was so good. I loved her.
She was a great character to play because she really had integrity and I think she was doing it for her family.
Did you know, you mentioned there about knowing Jim McCabe. Did you know that Paul Brennan, Tony, went to school with Jim?
I think so. I think I knew that. Now that you say it. Yeah. I think so. Yeah, 1,000
years. Such a small world.
Yeah, they were Finglas, weren't they?
Finglas.
Yeah, there you go.
Small world.
We can't do anything in Ireland.
you get caught. You cannot do a thing.
Yeah. No, you can't. I give you a laugh. I was in the car driving the other day and they were talking about being single and, you know, people kind of going out of the way to say, God, you're single and you haven't got a nice fella. Would you not like to get a nice fella? And, oh, what's wrong with you? You're single. And this whole thing about being single and it being a... Well, I was single for years. I was a single parent for years. Like, and I'd had that.
Yeah.
And they were saying, how do you handle it? What do you say if somebody keeps saying to you, have you no nice fella? Right? On the way, I'm not going to go, no, but like, I have my own teeth. I can drive. I have my own car. I'm a mother. Like,
I have a pulse.
I have a pulse and I hope I have a sense of humour. But like, and the only thing you can see is a fella.
Who could be an absolute Aegis.
But this is what I used to say. So my stock answer was, look, a husband is not just for Christmas. It could be for life. So choose wisely, right? So I tweeted it in. And there was a fella being interviewed, a fellow called Brian, and he was talking about the same thing, but from the other side. He was kind of saying he'd give his brother a terrible ripping for not being married, and here he's out abseiling and living in Australia, having a fantastic best life hashtag. And he went, is that Clelia Murphy? Yeah, I asked Clelia Murphy out on a date years ago and she said no. What are the chances?
Oh God.
Isn't that
insane?
Do
you remember who he was?
A clue.
No.
Haven't a clue.
I'm going to ask you then, were you terribly fussy then? People were asking you out on dates, but you didn't go.
Here's the answer. I was a mother. I
you
had
were
Clara.
Too busy. I know.
No, I was, and this is no kind of comment on anybody else's life. It was just what was right for me at the time, which is I was really aware of bringing somebody into her life that might not stay. And you can't take, I couldn't take that.
I know,
risk.
You see that sometimes, don't you? And there's a different boyfriend.
Yeah, well, and if that works for other people, that's grand. But I just knew, I knew myself well enough that I just didn't want to be. And being a parent, maybe I'm a bit thick, but being a parent is hard. And it takes up all of your time.
Yeah,
and you've got
yeah.
this little person depending on you. And I was too focused on Clara, I think.
I'll give you a funny story now on that. A friend of mine used to be a teacher in Finglas, actually.
There you go.
And the little kids were in the class one day and one of them was talking about their new dad. Say his name was Martin, okay?
Yeah.
And he was saying about his new dad brought him to wherever, the zoo or whatever it was that weekend. And the other child in the class said, oh, Martin, yeah, we had him last year.
Oh, no, stop. Don't say that. Oh, God.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, look. Do you know, there's such a pressure, though, on trying to find that person. It's like if you're, and it is really a thing that if you're single, it's like, oh, nobody's chosen you. You're the boy that Santa Claus forgot or the girl that, it's not that. And we put a terrible pressure on ourselves to try to be this hashtag perfect photograph. Uh-huh. And nothing on the internet's right.
Oh, it's all fake.
It's all kind of fakery. And, you know, and I suppose that comes from a romanticism or a thing that, you know, and society does make it difficult on single people.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, but couldn't be. No, absolutely not.
Yeah.
Husband could be for life, not just for Christmas.
I acquired one in the last year.
Did you?
I did.
Congratulations.
Yeah.
Are you happy? Well, are you together before? Like, are you together
now?
Oh, yeah.
Long? 8 years.
Okay, here's my question for you, right?
Yeah.
So you're 8 years together. Is there now that you have the ring on your finger and it's a lovely looking ring?
Thanks.
Any difference? Do you notice any
Absolutely
difference?
No difference at all.
Just cost you a fortune.
Yeah, we're just broke. And we say things like my husband. It sounds very strange.
Like when you got the engagement ring, were you doing a lot of left hand acting?
There was a lot of manicures, put it that way.
Oh really?
Yeah, and as you can see, I haven't had nail polish on these nails.
Well, I've just finished a show down in Mullingar where it was like 1918, so I had to take all my nails off. So I don't recognise my own hands.
Come here to me. You're great friends with Claudia Carroll.
My best pal.
Oh my God, she is literally the nicest person.
She's the nicest.
The nicest guest I think I've ever had
in
here.
She is. She's and there's no. That's all straight up. There's no manufacturing there. She is exactly what you see.
And actually,
she's a much better person than I am. I don't know how I attracted her to
be. Some people would even say, "Is that all acting?" Because it's so nice.
No, she's genuinely. She is my rock. Like when I need to be talked in off a ledge, that's the girl I'll talk.
She's the one. And did you know her beforehand or did you meet on Fair City?
No, we met on Fair City.
Isn't that amazing?
And what happened was because the two of us got on, because she's the ex Mrs. Brennan.
Mm.
And so they had us sparring all the time. And our natural friendship kind of grew. So the writers put that into Fair City that Niamh and Nicola were pals.
We're starting to talk.
And then they kind of they were pals. They started a business together. So they kind of saw the dynamic between the two of us having the crack. And they put that into they became friends. And then they went in a different direction. They kind of, you know, the frenemies again. And I really enjoyed when Niamh and Nicola were buddies.
Yeah.
See, I was there 1,000 years, so I remember all these things.
Right? Amazing.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
But like, no, I thought Niamh and Nicola were the, you know, people ask me who was your favourite partner in Fair City. Nicola. Like, Niamh was defined by Nicola. No man defined Niamh. She was defined by her gal pals.
And Claudia is such a successful writer as well.
She is.
I mean, her books are incredible. She's on to number, is it 16 now?
I think she's on, well, see, I'm always a book ahead.
Yeah.
So she's on, so in Clelia Murphy's world, she's on books number 17. So she's
17, right,
like,
yeah.
So when she was, she and she wrote those books, and when I was in, like, I joke with her and I say, like, when you were writing the books in the dressing room, I was just sitting staring into the mirror, twirling my hair. And she was being really industrious.
Would you consider doing a book?
I would, yeah.
Yeah.
I do write, but I just, I've never had the kind of, I haven't dedicated the time to it. Every time I start something, I have a sitcom knocking around.
Ooh.
That I've just finished the first draft of, but like, there's no point talking about that until somebody buys it.
Come back in.
When I have it sold.
Yeah.
Oh, coming, I'd be telling everybody
about
it.
Every week, doing a feature.
Every week, telling you all about it.
Well, I'm absolutely delighted that we finally got to meet you in studio. I've been chasing you for years.
I'm delighted.
Sounds very stalkerish, doesn't it?
Stalk away. Stalk away. This is the best crack I've had all morning.
But I kept saying to Claudia, would you bring Clelia the next
time? She should have just got my number off her.
I know. I think she was afraid in case I might stalk you.
I know. Stalk away. Nobody else can stalk. I don't want any other. I'm not inviting stalking into my life. I'm just saying that I had a great chat this morning.
Lovely.
Thank you very much.
And you can go and see Clelia in the Sound of Music at the Bord Gáis Energy Theatre between the 10th of January and the 1st of February. And it makes a fabulous Christmas present.
It's not just
it?
That. It's a great start to the new year. It's that, you know, that January month when you're kind of, yeah, just get your tickets now. Great Christmas present and something to look forward to.
Lovely. Perfect.
Clelia. In a sentence.
See you soon. It is Something for the Weekend on Classic Hits.